Here's a look at the first half of your 5 o'clock evening news here on KCIM for your Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. This is Abby Ward reporting. The Greene County Sheriff's Office took a Minnesota man into custody earlier this morning on theft and drug-related charges. According to Greene County District Court records, a sheriff deputy conducted a traffic stop on a 2021 GMC pickup with dealer license plates for speeding. The driver was identified as 31-year-old Nicholas Curtis Walther of Albert Lea, Minnesota. He informed law enforcement that he was taking the vehicle for a test drive and provided paperwork for the truck. The vehicle's VIN number was run through a database and found that it was reported stolen on November 3rd out of Freedom County, Minnesota, from a dealership. While Walther was detained on alleged theft of the vehicle, authorities discovered multiple marijuana products and a container of alcohol in the center console. Walther was taken into custody facing charges of first-degree theft, a Class C felony, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, a serious misdemeanor, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor, along with scheduled violations of speeding, open container, and no valid driver's license. A preliminary hearing has been scheduled for November 12th at the Greene County Courthouse. If convicted, Walther could face a maximum sentence of up to 11 years in prison and $11,000 in fines. The Carroll Community School District Board of Education did not proceed into a closed session for a superintendent evaluation as planned on the agenda due to disagreements on the timing that it was scheduled. Following the board's work session, a motion was made to go into closed session per Iowa Code 21.51I for a quarterly superintendent evaluation that is routinely performed by the school board. Board member Stacey McCauley asked why the evaluation was added to the agenda without prior knowledge, specifically from discussions that were held during the last school board meeting.
I didn't even know about it until I read it on the agenda. Our last meeting, when we discussed what was going to be in the work session, the finances, yes, but this wasn't discussed. So I went from being unprepared, I feel. Could have had 2 weeks, and I only had 3 days. So it just felt odd to me. Usually when there's something new to the agenda, we get a heads up, like an email. That didn't happen.
Board member Jim Friel agreed with McCauley, questioning why this was being held the day before a school board election and suggested pushing the evaluation back.
I still think a new school board should be sitting in on this to learn. The next school board meeting in November here in a couple weeks.
During the 2023 city and school elections, a closed session for a superintendent evaluation was held on October 16th prior to the November 7th election day. The next closed session for an evaluation was on February 19th, 2024, according to the agendas posted on the CCSD's website. CCSD board president Kristen Lundstrom said she didn't quite understand the push for a new board member to attend the evaluation, which was said to be more of a check-in on the district's goals.
This board helped him write the goals. This board quarterly does the check-ins. It's time to do the quarterly check-in. It's not uncommon to put a quarterly event on an agenda.
Board member Jill Johnston said having a new board member sit in on a superintendent evaluation during their first meeting might be a bit overwhelming.
It's just that we have a lot of stuff that we're going to have to do because there will be at least one new person on the board. So at that point, we're going to have to do all different kinds of stuff. So it's going to be an extremely long one. I want to reiterate, all this is Casey saying, these are the goals you guys agreed on. Here's where I'm at. We're not judging. We're not doing anything. We're hearing where he is. The full-fledged one is going to be in May. And that means we're going to have a check-in in January or February, to which this new board member or whoever will be on this board will be able to be a part of this.
The motion to move into closed session died due to a lack of a second. Friel then motioned to adjourn the meeting, with McCauley seconding it. It is unclear at this time if a superintendent evaluation will be held during the next board meeting, which is scheduled for Monday, November 17th. An Audubon man charged in connection to the shooting death of another man in South Dakota is dead from injuries sustained from a suspected self-inflicted gunshot in southern Carroll County this morning. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, first responders were dispatched at approximately 9:15 a.m. to a field near the intersection of 300th Street and Mahogany Avenue on a report of a male in possession of a firearm with suicidal ideation. Authorities say that the individual, identified as 58-year-old Lance Allen Mike of Audubon, was found deceased near his vehicle upon their arrival at the scene. Authorities are investigating the death as a suicide. South Dakota court records show arrest warrants for first-degree manslaughter, a Class C felony, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a Class 3 felony, were issued out of Lawrence County, South Dakota on Friday, October 31st, in connection to the June 12th shooting death of 59-year-old Larry Peterson of Audubon at a cabin outside of Lead, South Dakota. Had Mike gone to trial and been convicted, the charges carried a combined maximum penalty of up to life in prison and $80,000 in fines. In addition to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, the Carroll County Emergency Medical Services, Carroll County Emergency Management, the Manning Police Department, and the Carroll County Communications Center assisted in Tuesday morning's response. And that is going to be wrapping up the first half of your 5 o'clock evening news here on KCIM. Stay tuned. I'll be back with the second half coming up after a few short messages.
Drees Company, a family-owned electrical and mechanical contractor, is in search of experienced HVAC technicians and plumbers for service and commercial work. These are full-time positions with excellent benefits, providing exciting opportunities for career growth. If you're motivated, have outstanding work ethics, and safe work practices, this is the perfect opportunity for you. Apply online at DreesCo.com. Join the team at a growing company that values and rewards integrity and hard work. Drees Company. Celebrating 92 years in business.
Grief is personal, but you are not alone. Join Carla Kim, bereavement coordinator with Hospice of the Midwest, for 4 C's, Community, Comfort, Coffee with Carla, the first Wednesday of each month at 10 a.m. at Journey Senior Services in Carroll. Everyone is welcome.
This Saturday, November 8th, is the Carroll American Legion annual fundraiser. From 8 to 5, swing by Wendell's Weapons at 810 Highway 30 East and drive through to donate. Plus, with any donation, you'll receive a one-day pass to use at the indoor range. Wendell's Weapons also offers discounts to veterans year-round. With the money raised, the American Legion is proud to offer $500 scholarships to a Kemper and Carroll High senior. Please help support the American Legion Saturday, November 8th at Wendell's Weapons, 810 Highway 30 East, with drive-through donations. Or donate through Venmo at Carroll-Legion.
Time now to take a look at the second half of your 5 o'clock evening news here on KCIM. But before I get into the stories, let's go ahead and take a look at a quick weather forecast with some weather facts from today. Tonight, winds are going to pick up with mostly clear skies and a low of around 41. Gusts could be as high as 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, winds will continue, sunny skies at a high near 56, being as high, gusts as high as 32 miles per hour. By Wednesday night, the winds will die down and we'll see partly cloudy skies and a low of around 34. But only for a short time, the winds will pick up again on Thursday with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour, partly sunny skies with a high near 60. But by Thursday night, the winds will die down again with mostly cloudy skies and a low of around 44. Yesterday's high was 64 degrees, which was set sometime in the afternoon, and yesterday's low was 36 degrees, set early in the morning. Record high back on this day was 79 degrees in 2020, and record low was 1 degree. Ooh, I am so glad we are not at that point yet, back in 1991. 1.5 inches of precipitation was the record, which was set back on this day in 1959. And in 1997, we recorded 2 inches of snow. I'm also glad we are also not at that point. Sunset today will be at 5:10 p.m. with sunrise tomorrow at 6:57 a.m. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the second half of your 5 o'clock evening news here on 1380 KCIM. This is Abby Ward reporting. A Stewart man sustained serious injuries last week following a single vehicle rollover accident early Friday morning west of Menlo. According to the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 12:49 a.m. near the intersection of White Pole Road and Quail Avenue. Authorities say a 2018 Jeep Compass operated by 21-year-old Jaden Gary Wilson was traveling eastbound on White Pole Road and left the roadway. The SUV entered the ditch and rolled, coming to a rest on its top. Wilson was transported by Guthrie County Emergency Medical Services to Mercy One in Des Moines for treatment. The Jeep sustained totaling damage in excess of $15,000. Wilson is cited for a failure to maintain control. The Twin Lakes Conference, which is the athletic conference for ESAC County, Manson, Northwest Webster, and Southeast Valley, will be hosting a free officials recruiting clinic on Friday, November 7th. This effort is in hopes to gain more individuals to obtain an officiating license that will assist with games in the area. The clinic will be held from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the SAC Community Center in SAC City. Attendees will hear from representatives from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association, along with local districts' athletic directors and experienced officials. Throughout the day, topics such as how to become certified, how to get hired to officiate games, and the basics to perform the job will be covered. The clinic is free and lunch will be provided. If interested in attending or for any additional questions, individuals are asked to email ESAC County Assistant Athletic Director Lance Willem at lwilhelm@esac.k12.ia.us. The Carroll Chamber of Commerce is kicking off the holiday shopping season on Thursday with its popular Jingle and Mingle retail event. From 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., more than two dozen Carroll businesses will be offering deals to shoppers, and some well-known holiday characters, including the Grinch, Buddy the Elf, and Cindy Lou Who, will be making rounds, surprising participants with some early Christmas gifts. Local businesses rely heavily on fourth quarter retail sales, so consider looking for that perfect gift just down the road rather than making a trip to the city. A list of businesses that are participating in Jingle and Mingle is included with this story on our website. According to the Iowa Hospital Association's annual economic benefits survey, Banning Regional Healthcare Center contributed $32 million to Iowa's economy in 2024. According to the IHA's report, the hospital's expenditures totaled $17.9 million, of which $8.25 million was for employee wages and benefits for the 143 individuals employed at the rural hospital. An estimated 1.56% of the wages paid in Carroll County are from MRHC. Approximately 1.42% of the county's gross domestic product is attributable to the hospital. In addition to the economic impact, the facility also delivered hundreds of thousands of dollars via charitable care or uncollectible debts for medical services. A link to view the full data set for MRHC is included with this story on our website. Statewide, Iowa hospitals generated $22.9 billion in economic activity and employ nearly 1 in 10 Iowans. Carroll Broadcasting will bring you more from the region's other hospitals in upcoming newscast. And that is going to be wrapping up your 5 o'clock evening news here on 1380 KCIM for your Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. This has been Abby Ward reporting.